welcome everyone to another episode of Thinking
Outside the Box.
All right. We are so excited. We are filming in Wheatland today, and we have a special guest. We are here at CH Brown, and we are here with Kit West. Hi, Kit.
Thank you. Thank you.
How are you today?
So far, so good. No complaints. It's Monday, and we're just cruising right along.
No complaints on a Monday. That's pretty
there
good.
There you go.
Well, tell us a little bit about yourself. You kind of have a cowboy code going here, and I think your name kind of sounds like a cowboy name. Kit West.
Yeah. Actually, my parents named me Kit after Kit Carson.
Oh, okay.
So Trailblazer, Indian Hunter, and all that stuff. So, kind of. Matches right along with it.
It does.
My journey into this industry is quite out of the ordinary, where I started out as a rancher way back in. That was my direction, and things changed right there and bounced around a few things. I've held my own car dealership and stuff and ended up here at CH Brown as the business development director.
Okay. And how long have you been at CH Brown?
So just slightly over 5 years as of April.
Okay, great. Well, we're glad to have you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Awesome. Okay, well, let's dive right into this. But first, we're going to talk about the drink. Yes, it looks like we're drinking beers, but they are in a beers. And I didn't have to come up with the drink this time because Kit picked them up first. Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
And I've never had it in a beer before. Apparently, I just drank the other kind.
I do, yeah. So, yeah.
I'm excited to try it.
Yes.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Okay. That's pretty good.
It's pretty good. Yeah.
Yeah. There won't be a recipe included this time, obviously.
They have them at your local liquor store, so there's a section, a whole bunch of near beers.
Actually, I kind of think this Corona NA is better than a regular Corona.
Yes.
Do you think it kind of tastes better?
It tastes about the same. I like Coronas.
Yep. I don't know. That's pretty good. That's pretty good. Okay. It's pretty refreshing on a hot day.
It is. Very good. Yes. Yes. Be kind of surprising when the people see all the beers in the refrigerator going, what are those?
Oh, I know. Yeah. I think that's hilarious.
I'm going to leave them in there for a while.
Yeah, I think you should.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, so CH Brown, as this says, is celebrating 30 years. That's fantastic.
Yes.
That's exciting.
It is very exciting.
So why don't you give us a little overview from when Chuck started the company in 1995 to the point where the bank acquired CH Brown, Platte Valley Bank. Tell us a little history.
Okay, very good. So Chuck and Katie Brown, longtime residents, family generations here in Platte County, started doing several different businesses. We're very successful in building the businesses from dealerships to implement dealerships. And sold those and continued to build something else. So their last exit was a dealership here in town, Brown Co. And they sold it in 1995 and decided to are offering financing. They were financing already in the dealership in-house, of course, with banks and other things, but in-house doing deals for folks that just didn't quite fit the banks. So they decided to open up a branch that could help people in business with their businesses that couldn't get traditional bank finance.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, the business model had been around for quite a while. It's just private equity into a business transaction. But they started here locally, which really there wasn't anything really going on like that here. So they built this building here in 1995. It's still the same wood paneling. We just replaced the carpets that we had, the original green carpets in here from 1995.
Really? It is a nice building.
We replaced them. So we still have the wood paneling and all. And they continued to operate that until 2008. And I'm sure Chuck and Hod had some relationships, of course. And at some point in 2008, Hod and Platte Valley Companies purchased Brown Co. or Brown CH Brown Company and implemented it into their portfolio of companies.
Great.
So from there, they continued to grow it. Chuck continued to run it. He continued to run it actually till 2020, till I came on board.
Okay.
And then at that point, Ed Meyer, who's a former CEO here, had taken it over from Chuck, and Chuck decided at 85 to go ahead and retire.
At 85.
And he's still downtown. He still has an office. He still lends money. So he still goes 100 miles an hour.
Of course.
So, yeah.
Well, that's fantastic. Great. Thank you for the history on that.
Very good. You're welcome.
Great. Okay. So next question, why don't you tell us what CH Brown is in a nutshell for our associates that maybe don't quite understand how CH Brown works.
Okay. So CH Brown is the national arm of Platte Valley Bank, Platte Valley Companies. We're private equity companies. You know, we service our customers here. We see them every day. They come into the office. They sit down at our desk. They visit with us. They tell us what they need, and we lend them money, or we help them with deposits, savings account, insurance, and all those sorts of things, investments. C.H. Brown is a little different in that we never really see our clients face-to-face. We'll talk to them on the phone. We will maybe emails and text messages, but other than that, we don't see them. They are in all 50 states. They are spread out clear across the country. So they come to us through third-party originators, which are brokers. These folks are loan brokers. They bring us these deals. Where they get them from dealerships and other such, and they bring them to us for us to finance. And so we have a certain credit box where those brokers send us deals that are fit right in that credit box. And then we finance the client, and usually it's good that we probably never see them. If we do have to see them or we do have to talk to them, that's usually client services, where then they have a trouble with their loan or something, and we help them through it.
Okay, yeah. That's great. And you said 49 states, 50 states?
We'll do all 50 states.
You'll do all 50
California states. Is kind of iffy right now.
Okay.
They're a little different, but
yeah, sure.
Yeah,
we'll do
Hawaii. We have clients in Hawaii. We have clients in Alaska, Maine, Grand
Florida. Okay, wow.
Texas is our largest one, so.
Yeah. Okay, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Okay, so there's three categories of equipment you can provide loans and leases to.
Yep.
So kind of give me a breakdown of that.
Quickly. Okay, very good. So the loans we use are for transportation, which are Class A trucks, all the way down from your personal cars and trucks, all the way up to your Class 6, your box trucks, all the way up to your Class 8 trucks, your big 18-wheelers, and then all the trailers that they pull behind them. So your dry vans and reefers and RGNs, detachable gooseneck trailers, flatbed, drop decks, you name it, we finance those. And then on the construction side, which we really like construction, yellow iron is called, and so that's your skid steers, your backhoes and track hoes and such. And so we finance those and all the attachments go along with it. And then 2 years ago, we started doing aircraft, small ticket aircraft.
We found
a niche where there was a lot of places that weren't financing these small ticket aircraft. They want to do the great big multi-million dollar.
Sure. Yeah.
So we do a lot of that, flight schools and such, small businesses that need little aircraft to get around the country.
Oh, wow.
So we started doing that.
Wow.
Yeah.
You even said you can do limos and things, right?
We can do limos and buses. Oh, yeah. We've done those in the past. Definitely.
Wow.
Yep.
That's an array of stuff. That's unreal.
All the people, anything that has tracks, flies, or has wheels,
you
will
can
finance.
Yep. Okay. That's good information.
Yes.
Okay. So can you explain the difference basically between how C.H. Brown works versus the bank? It almost feels like it's its own little entity, its own little town. Guys.
Yes.
Tell me quickly how that works.
Yes. So we have 23 associates here in the office. We have everybody that works from client services, which deals with the end of the loan or when the process, if there's an issue or for payments and stuff like that, they take care of the processing side. We do have the internal, we have underwriters who underwrite each deal. There's five of us that will do underwriting, including myself. I'll jump in when we get busy and do the underwriting side of things. We have a funding department that works in conjunction with the corporate accounting department to fund deals. Then in addition, we have pre-credit, which puts all the deals into the box that we work through. And then there is titles. We have a titles people, two titles people. We have, of course, the funding side and the documentation side. So, yeah, there's a whole lot of things that go on right here.
Very self-sufficient here.
Very self-sufficient
here. That's
yes. Yes. Great. So Chuck made it that way. And that's how a lot of the equipment finance companies, and we can do everything right here.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, is there anything else you'd like to tell us about C.H. Brown that we haven't covered today, or you'd like the associates to know about C.H. Brown?
So I would love if you ever get the time, you're going through Wheeland, stop by our office and visit with us. We would love to have more of the PVC Bank come and check us out and see what we do here. And maybe they can take ideas back to their office that we might do different here, because we are our own little entity, and we do things just slightly different than the bank. We look at 30 to 40, 50 deals a day that come in the door. Last month, we funded almost 70 deals. So, and that had $3.6 million in a month. And so we've had a record first quarter this year, and we're just cruising right along.
Yeah, sounds like you're working hard and great things are happening here.
It is, definitely.
Good job.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, great interview today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes.
Okay, well, let's do our fun question.
Okay.
Time for that.
Oh, joy.
Okay.
This is the only part I'm nervous about.
This is the only part. You've done a great job.
I need more beer.
Okay. Drink your NA beer really quick, and then we'll do the question.
Can't look, huh?
Okay, read it out loud. We both have to answer.
If you had to have a doodle permanently tattooed onto your face, what do you think would be the easiest to live with?
Okay.
A doodle. Boy, on my face.
On your face. So everybody.
I mean, like the Mike Tyson side. I mean, if we're going to do something on, my face and I have to do it, it's got to be looking the Mike Tyson flames, lightning looking down the side of your face. No sense in doing some little thing. It's got to be full all out something. And then we can add some piercings. I don't know.
Go big or go home.
Go big or go home. I know. It's either. Yeah, we're not going to do some little dot. No, we're going to do everything. Yeah, we'll just do the whole Mike Tyson thing.
Okay. I thought you were going to have like C.H. Brown.
I was like, no, we're going to with flames and stars.
That's
lightning and everything. Yeah.
You need a tiger then. You can be just like.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, there you go. And I have a pet tiger.
I love it. And then I'm going to be wimpy and go the other way. I'll just put a little heart somewhere that I can catch up with my hair.
If we're doing our face, we got to go full.
So, that's fun. I like it. Good. Yeah.
Cool.
Okay, now rate the drink for me. One is the least good. Five is fantastic. We always rate the drink.
Yeah, and so I'm surprised because I do like Coronas, and these are actually very, very good. And I would suggest that for an afternoon, because it's non-alcoholic, bring it to work and see what happens.
So what would you rate it? What's your rating?
A five. I'd raise it a five. It is very good.
I think it's good, too. If I had a lime in it, it'd
be... I know. That's what I was thinking. Limes would be perfect.
Lime would be perfect. But yeah, I'd give it a five, too. I liked it.
Very good.
Well, great job. Thank you so much. Thanks for the interview today.
You're
great
welcome.
Work. Yes. Yeah.
Glad to have you here.
Yeah, thank you so much. And thanks for watching, everyone. And don't forget to fill out our survey because we always give out a fun prize. And we will see you next time. Thank you again.
You're welcome.